What's up, patrons, and welcome to a Clone Wars audio commentary. We're not going to waste any time here, we're just going to jump right in. So to sync up with Netflix or however you're watching, I'm going to count down and say 3, 2, 1, pause. When I do that, just pause this recording. Hit play again right when the yellow title disappears from the screen and you should be all synced up. So here we go, 3, 2, 1, pause. Easy is the path to wisdom for those not blinded by ego. So this is the second episode in the Malevolence arc, and we're going to work our way through it because Molly's still working on a cough.
Yeah, I've been sick for about a week or so, so bear with me if I sound awful. I'll try not to cough right into the microphone.
You've got your cough. Pippin is acting crazy and attacking my leg. It's raining outside.
Yeah, it started pouring a second ago.
It's always a little jarring when Admiral Yularen has like the first line in the episode because he also narrates the opening monologue thing. So like I'm imagining him just right beforehand telling all the clones like war is spread throughout the galaxy, and they're all like, we know.
Yeah, we know, we don't need a recap. I like that they call him the head clanker.
Yeah, he is clanky. Our first look at Y-Wings. Well, Clone Wars Y-Wings, I mean.
I love the design of that ship.
It is cool. It's very menacing.
Yeah.
A little spiky.
Plo Koon.
Yeah, I'm glad he stuck around after going out in space last episode.
He's so suave. He's sort of charming.
You like Plo Koon. You got a crush on Plo?
I don't know.
You're always talking about how much you like his face mask there.
I do. It's very intricately designed.
This is good timing for us doing the commentary this episode because we just watched it for our chronological rewatch as well.
Yeah.
So it's fresh on our minds. It is a big ship.
A lot of guns.
I need to look up how long it is. It might be like Super Star Destroyer size. His cough is almost as bad as yours.
Almost.
Okay, it's 4,800 meters long, so that's like three times the size of an Imperial Star Destroyer.
Huh.
So big. Not Super Star Destroyer big.
Not Super Star Destroyer.
I think there's another one just ready.
I love that line from Dooku. It's so random, but hilarious. He's like, those are expensive.
Grievous, you don't do the budget. I do.
I like to think of Dooku as a penny pincher.
Yeah.
He's like,
he didn't get rich by spending wastefully.
Mm-hmm.
That hospital design is seen again in Star Wars Rebels.
Ooh.
They go and visit like an old run-down Clone Wars era hospital, and they're looking for supplies. one of murder and war crimes.
No man left behind alive.
Got a cat creeping on my shoulder. I like all of the clone pilots in this episode. The Shadow Squadron.
Mm-hmm.
Something we talk about in our chronological episode review is how we have like Dooku and Grievous and then Plo Koon and Anakin, and they're kind of like the two pairs where Anakin and Grievous have to deal with their ego. That's like the theme of this episode, and part of it is about whether or not they listen to their older and wiser masters. Although in the end, it's Ahsoka that kind of changes Anakin's mind and helps him see wisdom.
The cat is trying to eat my hair.
The cats aren't used to daylight saving time yet, so they want to eat, but it's not time to eat.
Like sassy Obi-Wan. That's reassuring.
And Shadow Squadron is another source of ego in this episode.
Yeah. They're all very eager and very competent to get to Grievous.
And they're just like, oh yeah, we can totally do whatever Anakin decides that we have to.
Yeah.
Even though that's not really the case.
What's that called? Hatching eggs before the chicken has laid them? Or breaking eggs before the...
Counting your eggs?
Count.
I think the one I'm more familiar with is putting the cart before the horse. Is that... We're not good at old-timey sayings.
Yeah.
Counting your eggs before they hatch.
Yeah. That guy sounds saying, right. Like, oh, I can already taste it. Like, he basically has... is saying, like, we're gonna have a victory. No,
well, good
what.
For him and his positive outlook.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know why.
She calls him R2-y in this episode, and that.
I don't like that nickname. You're just, I don't know. Nicknames should be
shorter. Yeah,
you're adding an
longer.
Extra syllable. Wonder how long some of those clones have been in Bacta tanks. That does not seem like a fun time.
Oh, yeah.
Just floating there. That kind of reminded me of Anakin and Thrawn alliances, or Vader, I should say, when Vader goes, quote, skywalking, as Thrawn puts it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is old-fashioned flying. You can't use your sensors. You got to feel your way through, and it's like, got to use the Force, I guess.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know if that's what he means. He might just mean we're flying with our eyes.
There's that ego.
Dooku's like, be careful. You're both right.
All these runs.
Yeah, this Kessel is very run. Similar to Kessel in a sense. Doesn't look like it's nearly as dangerous, but
oh no. But they're so cute. But
they're,
also,
they're cute when they're babies.
They have so many teeth.
I don't know why they have teeth. They eat gas.
They'd never go hungry with you around.
Wow. Making a fart joke in the middle of our commentary. Rude.
I couldn't help myself. Worth it.
We're gonna have words after this.
Oh, I'm gonna have coughs.
Oh no! We just watched Aww. This. I still forgot that happened, and it made me sad again.
Never noticed that they put Ewan McGregor's mole in his animated version on his forehead.
I don't think I ever noticed that either. I'll look. But I wouldn't have been able to tell you all of Ewan McGregor's facial features like you apparently know.
Well, we just watched some of the prequels recently.
No, I'm just noticing how much you apparently love all the Jedi. You love Master Plo Koon. You love Master Obi-Wan.
I'm a Force digger. Not a gold digger. Force digger.
Everyone flies away from the malevolence in the direction of the weapon. Split up. Go another direction.
I love the two droids in that scene that it's supposed to look like the Death Star firing.
Right.
Oh, isn't that one of Grievous's taunts in...
In Battlefront?
Battlefront.
I don't recall, but maybe.
I think it is.
Not matchstick. No.
What kind of radius does that weapon have, I wonder? Like, is it the same size as it goes out in space?
I think so. I don't think it expands, but it's hard to tell.
Seems like in a fast enough ship, you could just fly around it.
Yeah. She's like the only good Kaminoan. I mean, it's not until later that we learn that it seems like at least the leadership is on the Separatist side and like they're in on the conspiracy with the inhibitor chips and stuff, but she's actually pretty good. So maybe she's not in on it.
I think they're more just indifferent.
They do seem very cold and medical.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
Or maybe they're mad that they didn't get a thank you for creating their clone army. Obi-Wan just showed up and was like, oh, this is ours?
Yeah.
Cool, thanks.
I really like that line and the idea that Anakin developed a strategy based on his skills and abilities and not based on that of his troops. And he's like, yeah, sure, we can all do this. And then Shadow Squadron's like, yeah, we can all do this, when they just can't. They're not Jedi.
Yeah. Anakin can be rather selfish. Or...
I think that was just more of an oversight on his part where,
yeah.
And then, but hey, he gives up on his ego and he's like, let's go do the other thing. He listens to his Padawan. Oops.
Uh-oh. Backfire.
I wonder if that was a Kyber-powered weapon.
It's an ion cannon, so yeah. Would that be Kyber crystals?
I'm just more thinking like how similar it was to the Death Star firing, and it's a massive gun.
I feel like ions work differently, but
yeah,
I don't know.
You can always tell that it's Anakin's Star Destroyer because it has red conning towers and the others just have gray.
Mm. He must be special. When I first saw this, I was like, why are they just talking? Why aren't they shooting the burning ship? And then they start shooting it.
Like, even Plo Koon kind of burns Ahsoka.
She's like, come on, guys.
I like how all of the episodes end in like a, oh, you can tell it's going to fade out shot. Yay.
We're all just going to stand in front of the window and contemplate life.
Yeah.
And the universe.
He was kind of holding that pose that he does in Attack of the Clones over the lake.
Yeah. Maybe he was meditating and he's like, come on, Snips. For real. Leave me alone.
Just give me a second. God. Well, there you go. Episode 3 of season 1.
It's a good episode.
Yeah. I like it. And next week we will finish up the Malevolence arc.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being patrons. And may the Force be with you.